We continue our discussion of Shemitah's Ksafim. And as we know, this entire sugya of Shemitah's Ksafim comes here because the Gemara tells us that Hillel made the takana of a prosbul. The Rishonim ask, why did Hillel have to make the halacha of a prosbul to avoid the problem of people not wanting to lend money? Why couldn't they have just said that when somebody lends money, he should say, "Am nashloi tashmiteni shmita"? And the Gemara Masech Demakis, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us that if somebody says, "Am nashloi tashmiteni shmita shvius," it's a valid tanai, which is a lot easier than making a prosbul. So the Ramban says that if everybody's just going to make a tanai, amnas shloi tashmiteni shvius, the entire halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim will be forgotten. And we didn't want that to happen. So by making a prosbul, on the contrary, it helps that people remember that there is a halacha of Shemitah, that there's a halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim, but there's a way to avoid the problem. Another test that Rishonim give is that if the only way to avoid the problem of Shemitah's Ksafim is by saying, "Am nashloi tashmiteni shvius," what will happen if somebody, as they made the loan, forgot to say "Al tashmiteni shvius"? So now there won't be any way to avoid the cancellation of the loan, which will cause that people won't make loans. By making a prosbul, which obviously, as we discussed in our previous year, the prosbul is either written Erev of the Shemitah year or Erev Rashad of the 8th year, so you could solve the problem that even though the loan was made, the loan won't get canceled. That's why prosbul is a better Eitzah. The Ritva gives another answer. He says, let's say I lend somebody money, and the due date for the money is before the Shemitah year comes. So, if I'm going to say, "Am nashloi tashmiteni shvius," what I'm essentially saying to the borrower is that even though you owe me to repay me my money before the Shemitah year, I'm sort of announcing that I'm not really expecting to get the money when the money is due. Because if I were expecting to get the money when the money was due, why should I say, "Am nashloi tashmiteni shvius"? The money is due before the Shemitah year. And that will send a message, which I don't want to send, says the Ritva, to the borrower, that he could pay me back later than he really is supposed to pay me back, which, of course, is not a message you want to send. The Meches Chinuch quotes the Bechor Shor that says a very important teretz. He says, as we quoted in our previous year, as we begin learning the halachas of Shemitah, Ksafim, we have to remember the words of the Torah HaKadosha. Hisham lecha pen yeh dover muvavcha b'lial. A person has to be careful, lamer, not to think, kar v'shnas ha-sheh v'shnas ha-shemitah, the Shemitah year is approaching, v'ra eincha b'chicha evyim v'lo sitin lo v'kar alecha al Hashem v'yobo ha-chet. A person has to be careful that he shouldn't chas v'shalom do the aveira of not lending money because he's worried that the Shemitah will cancel the loan. So says the Pechor Shor, let's say the Malva, when he's lending the money to the Loiva, says, "Am nashloi tashmiteni shvius," and the Loiva doesn't agree to this condition. And since the Loiva doesn't agree to this condition, the Malva says, "If so, I'm not lending you the money." So what happened? By not lending the money, he's over the lav that we just quoted of Hisham lecha pen tiyeh muvavcha dover b'lial. So since we want to make sure that nobody should ever come chas v'shalom to a situation where he's over that lav, we don't have this entire setup. Others explain that if you'll say Amenashle to Shmitani Shvius as the loan is being made, and even if the loiv is agreeable to Amenashle to Shmitani Shvius, that type of a loan, where you make a loan and you say Amenashle to Shmitani Shvius, even though, as we said a few moments ago, the Tanai is a valid Tanai, that doesn't mean that you're not over. Doesn't mean that you're not over the lav, and therefore, in order not to be over the lav, we had to Hillel had to come up with a different approach. Another explanation that the Achroinim give is that whenever we speak about Tanoim throughout Shas, there are halachas to Tanoim, how they should be made, and we're concerned that the Tanai won't be made properly. The Chiddush HaRim gives another explanation. And the Chiddush HaRim's explanation is very much in line with the Vort that we keep on saying, we said a number of times in our previous year. That when we speak about Shemitah, there are two separate concepts, the Tzoyses Vort. There's a concept that loans got canceled in the Shemitah year, and there's a concept of lo yigosh, that a person is not allowed to ask for his money back. The Tanai of Amenashle Tashmitani Shvius only helps, says the Chiddush HaRim, that the loan won't get automatically canceled. But the lav of lo yigosh is not settled just by saying Amenashle Tashmitani Shvius. So that's why Hillel came up with a device that solves both problem, not both lavim, not just the lav of that the loan should not be canceled, but also the one should not be over the iser of lo yigosh. Another question that the Mefarshim ask is that the Gemara that we just quoted in Masechta Makis, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, says that if you lend money to somebody for 10 years, and during that 10 years, obviously there's going to be a Shemitah year, that loan is not canceled by Shemitah. Because since the time for payment hasn't come, that loan doesn't get canceled. So, ask the Achroinim that if somebody sees he lent money and indeed the loan was due before the Shemitah year or during the Shemitah year. Let's say the loan was due before the Shemitah year and the person hasn't paid the loan and now the Shemitah year is approaching and as we learn, the loan will get canceled. So why shouldn't the Malva just extend the payment time of the loan till after the Shemitah year? And as we just explained, if the loan is only due after the Shemitah year, then the Shemitah won't cancel the loan. So the Achroinim want to say that you can't chiddush. Normally, we have a klal, and we'll maybe speak about this, that zoch l'adam shloi b'faraf, that we could do a schus for a person even without his knowledge because I'm doing a schus for him. So here, extending a loan typically is a schus. However, in this case, it's not a schus because if the loan is not extended, then the Shemitah cancels it. If the loan is extended, the Shemitah will not cancel it. And the Achronim say, when something is not a schus, you can't do it without the consent of the loiva, and therefore this is not a viable option. So as the Gemara says, on the Lamed Vov Amar Aleph, Hillel Hiskin Prisbel, our Mishnah said that Hillel instituted a Prisbel, and the reason Hillel instituted a Prisbel was because he saw Tanah, Zechem Nedvarim, Shehiskin Hillel Azokin, Shiraz Ha'om, shenimnum lahalva ze, that people weren't lending each other. V'avra mashu kosba taira, and they were over the pasuk that we've quoted. Hisham lecha penyeh dava im levavcha b'liyal. So the Chasam Sofer asks that the Torah says regarding the Shomrei Shemitah, v'tzivisi asperchasi. We know that for people who keep the Shemitah on the karak of Eretz Yisrael, don't work the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah HaKadosh says v'tzivisi asperchasi. So why didn't Hillel, and there's no Eitzah of a Prozbul, we should just rely on the Baruch of Hashem. So why over here don't we say the same? So the Chasam Sofer says that since Shemitah's Ksofim is only Midrabanan, when does the Torah say V'tzivisi Esperchasi? The Torah says V'tzivisi Esperchasi when the Shemitah Midoraisa. But when there is Shemitah Midrabanan, there is no bracha midaraisa for Shemitah, which is only midrabanan. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach altogether. He says, first of all, when the Torah says v'tzivisi esperchasi, it only means for all of Klal Yisrael. The brach is that all of Klal Yisrael will not be hurt by keeping the Shemitah. But the Tzvisi Esperchasi does not speak to every individual Jew. So that's why Hillel made a takana for every individual Jew that they could write a prosbo. That's one approach. Another approach that the Chasam Sofer says is that we don't know what kind of brachas a person needs. We don't know what kind of averus chas v'shalom rachman tzlon a person does. That the bracha is that he is protected even though he did that avera. And therefore, the tzivisi esperchasi may be, they'll get a bracha, but it won't be a bracha that we could easily recognize. And in order to avoid that problem, the chil came up with the prosbul. There's a big machloikus, rishonim, and achronim. How does the prosbul work? Some rishonim learn that as the Mishnah says in Masechta the Shviyas, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin quotes that Mishnah, that Moisesh Deroysov Lebezdin is a way of not having a problem with Shemitah, because the Pasuk says, V'zah Dvar HaShemitah, Shmoit kobal mash yodoi ashiyash bereyu loyigosh esreyu ves achiv kikar shmitah lashem. The Torah HaKadosh says that shmitah only applies between individuals, not with bezdin, and therefore the halach is that shmitah, the halach is that shmitah giving yishtar to bezdin is a way of avoiding shmitah. But there's a machlokes rishonim if that is midaraisa or that's the takana of the prosbul. Some rishonim say that moisish the raisa of lebezdin is midaraisa, just like we read the pasuk, that shmita is only between brothers, not when it's by bezdin, and therefore moisish the raisa of lebezdin works midaraisa. It's a gewaldig approach, but the problem with that is, then what was Hillel Masakin? What was Hillel Masakin by being moisish the raisa of lebezdin? If that's a din d'oraisa. And that's why there are other rishonim that explain that Mesiras Shtaris is only midrabanan. The pasuk that we learned, that's not pshat in the pasuk. And that's exactly what Hillel said, that midrabanan, it should work. And others say that Mesiras Shtaris works midrabanan, but Prozbul is not Mesiras Shtaris. So in other words, we have three shitas. One shita holds that Mesiras Shtaris works midaraisa, and that is exactly what Prozbul represents. A second shita is that Mesirish Taurus works Medaraisa, but that's not what Prozbul is. And a third shita is that Mesirish Taurus only works Medrabanan, and that is exactly what the Prozbul is. And as we're going to learn, this machloikis of how we understand the Prozbul is very relevant l'aloch l'maisa, and is also relevant in pshat in some of the gemaras that we're going to learn. So, the Rishonim ask that if we're going, according to the opinions, that Mesirish Taurus works midaraisa, so then what did the Prozbul accomplish? So some explain that even if we're going to say Mesirish, the Ramban says this, that even a Mesirish Taurus works midaraisa, you have to actually give the Shtaris to Bezdin. Prozbul accomplishes that you don't have to give the Shtaris to Bezdin. Moreover, as the Gemara teaches us on Daf Lamed Zayin, Shmita Ksofim certainly applies to Milva Alper. By Milva Alper, you obviously don't have a Shtar to give to Bezdin. There, Mesirish Taurus LeBezdin won't work. It has to be, you have to have a Prozbul. So one of the nafkaminas in these pshatim is a question that the Or Sameach poses. The Or Sameach poses a question: can one write a Prozbul at night? If we say that the Prozbul means Mesirish Taurus LeBezdin, Bezdin only is in session at night, and therefore Mesirish Prozbul should only be written by day. But if we're going to say that this is a new rule that Hillel instituted, not because it's Mesirish Taurus LeBezdin, then you can even write a Prozbul by night as well.